You want a man to fall in love with you?
Oh, good. I just can't wait to see what kind of emotional and mental games someone's going to be playing today.
Just be emotionally unavailable.
Right. So far, so good.
Don't give him a safe space, okay? Don't give him a safe space. Let him know, actually, this is not a safe space. They'll love it. They'll love you.
It occasionally has crossed my mind that individuals that are giving out this type of advice probably have never actually been in a long-term and healthy relationship. But that's just my opinion.
When women raise their voices, it's because they feel like they're not being heard.
Is that why? I don't necessarily agree with that, but for the sake of argument, let's just assume for a moment that that's the case. But what about men?
When men raise their voices, it's because they feel like they're not being obeyed.
Obeyed? So men can't feel like they want to be heard as well? That they might have to raise their voices, in fact, to be heard by others who are trying to talk over them, like so many individuals are prone to do?
Men don't want to be understood. They don't want you to hear them out. They don't want you to hear what they have to say.
Sentiments like that do tend to come the most often from those who have made it blatantly obvious that they, in fact, do not understand men in the least.
They want you to obey what they tell you to do.
Oh dear. It is most unfortunate that even at this point in time, there are still those individuals out there that think that it's perfectly acceptable to, in fact, generalize an entire group of people. But I might add, it's only, of course, if it's the right demographic, because otherwise that would be considered socially unacceptable.
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date.
But why not?
You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
How much exactly can it cost?
Everything costs. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, Shorty is gonna need a sip of something. She's gonna be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date.
So they're saying that approximately 18% of the United States population shouldn't date. Right.
And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make 50,000, but you live in a shoe, and now you got expendable cash.
I wonder if that includes both men and women. They didn't specify.
Or get you a bottom of the that's gonna date you when you have no money.
Is it just me, or is this sounding like it's only applying to men?
And she doesn't have the expectation, and I'm gonna tell you this right now, enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're gonna wanna run. Because she doesn't stretch you, she doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder, how much money does a woman actually have to make a year in order to be able to date? Because it's sounding like they're expecting men to pay for absolutely everything, doesn't it? Double standards are wonderful, aren't they?
Dating advice in under 1 minute.
Yes, the best kind.
If you give him money, he's going to cheat.
Interesting.
If you give him emotional support, he's going to cheat.
What?
If you are nice and reassuring and boring, he is going to cheat.
I'm noticing a theme here.
If you bend over backwards and become his mother, always checking in with him, if he's eaten, if he slept well, how he's feeling, how work has been, you will also be cheated on. Why?
Yes, do tell us why.
Because men hate reassurance.
Has anyone else noticed that a lot of the women giving dating advice to women about men really don't seem to know anything about them?
Men hate commitment and routine.
Yeah, like I said.
Now, here's your secret to keep him happy and not have him cheat on you.
Well, this secret ought to be just fantastic given the rest of the advice.
Is to not give him routine. You need to give this man an element of surprise. And how do you do it? But
Do tell.
Not always checking in, by not mothering him, by not controlling his actions, by not always reassuring him.
To be fair, I do not know a lot of individuals that actually like being mothered. However, given this type of dating advice, there's going to be a lot of women, if they choose to listen to it, that are going to be remaining single or extremely unhappy in their relationships.
Basically, if a man wants to be a big man, he needs a big wallet.
Okay, and what else?
If a man wants to be dominant, he needs money.
Okay, go on.
If a man wants to be head of the household, he better be paying for that entire household. Because you know it's not his leadership skills that are doing it.
Noticing a theme here.
If a man wants you to take care of him, he better have the money to make sure that you have the energy to do so.
So it's just about money, is it? Okay.
If a man wants to be pampered, he better make sure that you don't need to spend your time working so that you can pamper yourself first during the day.
It's really nice to see that money is still the all-motivating factor in relationships, at least for some.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, I think we can all very clearly see where this is going. But just to reiterate, what's it all about?
The answer will always be that he pays.
I notice with a lot of these takes that some of these individuals seem to have something in common. They don't want to be treated as equals. No, they want to be treated as better than their partner. And they feel, it seems, that the man should just be grateful for having a woman in his life. Well, I think a lot of men out there would be grateful for having an equal partner and not a sponge.
A poll just came out that 45% of men ages 18 through 25 have never approached a woman in person to take her out on a date. So
a poll of less than 10% of the entire American population is now going to be used to try to dismiss the issues that men are facing in today's society.
All this about a male loneliness epidemic and blaming the modern woman for it? No.
Why place any responsibility at all on the women, after all, when it's so much easier just to blame the men?
So the reality is they just won't grow a pair and ask a woman out.
Grow a pair? Oh dear.
They're not even trying. Why?
Oh, let's hear this theory.
Probably because they're on the internet watching porn all day. Oh yes, instead of being proactive and taking initiative to fix their little loneliness issue.
Really? Most men of that age group are likely, if not working all day, they're in college. But go on.
So this talk of, oh, the body counts and it's women's fault and they're scared of feminism, that's why they won't approach the woman. No, all of that's just to cope.
No, that's not a cope. That's some men actually having standards and sticking to them.
Because 55% of men are doing the work and going and asking women out and fixing their loneliness and finding partnership.
55% of men... 18 to 25, remember?
The funniest part about this is anytime there's a problem with men, loneliness epidemic, they can't get dates, it's immediately blamed on women. So this whole thing, the talk online has always been, it's women's fault that men can't get dates. No, they're just not even trying. Close the laptop, get out of the house, and go get a date.
Not even trying. Well, who could blame them, actually? After seeing what's popular in regards to how some women speak about and treat men, why would any man willingly want to wander into that dating pool, knowing that there's a very high likelihood that he's going to be blamed for everything and told that he's always wrong just for being a man?
The reason that men mistake your kindness and politeness as flirting
is why. Really, why? I have a feeling, just a feeling, that the reason that they're going to say that men mistake kindness for flirting has something to do with how all men treat women in a certain way. If I'm right.
It's because they themselves would never be kind or polite to someone they weren't attracted to.
It's not even that fun to be right anymore. Because it seems like many individuals out there like to demonstrate their ability to try to put an entire group of people into a box and paint them all with the same brush, simply because it's easier to do that than actually think critically and realize that people are individuals. Also, notwithstanding the fact that they're not taking into consideration that many men aren't used to receiving any sort of kindness or consideration unless someone actually wants something or is indeed flirting with them. Or are they taking into consideration the fact that many men out there are very kind and considerate to others without them wanting something? But I understand it's just easier to do it this way.
I mean, at this point, I just wonder where they get their information from. They're just talking to be talking. This is why men don't want to deal with y'all. This is why men walk away.
It's hurt. I don't see men complain when women are, and when women are essayed on massive...
Well, of course not, because one doesn't want to see it. Because if one had to admit the reality of how many men stand up for women, that would seriously disrupt one's narrative.
The type of men that disrespect women for so-called being used?
No, there is nothing wrong with a person, whether it be a man or a woman, desiring to have a partner that has self-respect, respects others, and has not lost track of their body count. There is, however, something quite a bit wrong of accusing someone that you disagree with for having those opinions of preferring children.
I am absolutely convinced that men don't actually want relationships. Like,
who could really blame them at this point? Think about all the things men have been told in the past few years. They get told they're disgusting if they look at women a certain way, and then they get criticized if they don't. They're not supposed to hold the doors open because women are equal and can open it themselves, but yet they're inconsiderate if they don't hold the door open. They get told that masculinity is toxic, and then women ask where all the good men are. The real question is, if one is finding that men don't want a relationship because of one's own personal experience and the experience of people that one knows, perhaps it has more to do with you.
Do men come with communication, or do you have to buy that separately?
Oh, goody. What is it about men this time? But at least this one is promising to be something quite interesting, at least.
You have to buy it separately, don't you? Fuck. I knew I forgot something. I could run back out and get it.
Now, what I'm going to say next will come as a complete surprise to a great many, I'm sure. But there are actually quite a large number of men out there that already do come with a complete set. That's right, a complete set of communication skills. No extra purchase need be required. But for some, especially some women, I'm sure that that will come as a difficult concept to grasp. Because being an effective communicator isn't just about knowing what to say and when to say it. It's also about knowing when to listen. And for a lot of the women out there that say that men don't have any communication skills, this will be especially difficult. Because in order to be able to listen effectively, some will really need to learn when to be quiet.
If he's not paying all of your bills, then you are not in any relationship with him.
So if a woman insists on paying her own bills, even if she considers herself to be in a relationship with someone, according to this person, they're not actually in a relationship because he's not their sugar daddy.
Why the hell would you give him full access to you if he's the only person who benefits from that relationship?
And how does that make sense?
Men benefit just by being seen with you.
Men, did you know that? You benefit just by being seen with a woman.
Just by sharing your energy, your precious feminine energy with him, and your beauty, you're giving them extra confidence and ego boost. You're just giving them social and personal promotion for free, just by giving them an access to you. And another thing is that why would you give him husband privileges if he is not even able to cover all of your bills?
Some women actually don't like being dependent on men to pay their bills. They prefer to do it on their own, whether or not they're in a relationship with them or not.
He's the only person that benefits from that, not you.
Oh dear.
Men fall in love by investing in you. And if you don't make them invest in you, then sooner or later, they will stop respecting you.
Let's hear it for transactional relationships, ladies and gentlemen.
Him paying your bills is just bare minimum. It's your non-negotiable. It's 2024 and we need to become a little bit more selfish.
Remember, the moral of this story is, in order to be respected as a woman, you need to get paid. No.
I do believe that as a collective, men are bad.
And why are we generalizing men again this time?
Collective is any group of people. 10 people could be a collective.
And any group of people can be a collective? Just 10 random people. Oh, that could be taken so many different ways.
8 or 9 out of them are inherently bad. The collective is bad.
And who can name that logical fallacy?
If 90 out of 100 men are bad to some degree, the collective is bad.
To some degree. Interesting.
Facts are, there are more horrible men than there are good men.
Yet another person is confusing what they consider to be facts with what is actually considered to be feelings.
I think some men who are good men, okay, they don't want to admit to themselves that they are part of a collective of people that are bad.
Ironically, this logic can be applied to all sorts of different groups of people, can't it? I wonder if one thought that through.
Women don't just wake up and decide to hate men.
On that, I choose to remain dubious.
It takes a million tiny bad experiences, or maybe even just one bad experience, to say these things. Either way, it's justified.
So it's justified, based on a person's bad experiences, to hate or be prejudiced against an entire demographic of people based on the actions of a few. Really sounds like something else here, doesn't it?
Obviously, not all men are bad, but why do men feel the need to come into the comments and reiterate this point?
One really doesn't get it? I'm shocked. It's because men feel attacked. They feel like they are being disparaged as an entire group of people based on the actions of some. Just imagine how that must feel.
Women are finally able to openly talk about their negative experiences with men. And I don't understand why there's such this urge to reiterate that not all men are bad. You're not going to change our minds. As a man, you will truly never understand what it's like to be a woman, to feel powerless and harassed constantly on a daily basis, in invisible ways and in very obvious ways.
I'm of the firm belief that not a single individual should ever speak on behalf of an entire group of people, especially when they're spouting this type of vitriol towards an entire group of other people. Really. Use logic next time instead of just focusing on one's feelings.
How are you falling in love and falling for at all, period? Falling for at all? Broke guys.
Well, I guess some haven't taken into consideration that not every woman decides to enter into a relationship strictly based on what is in a guy's bank account.
What is appealing about a man that is in debt and unable to provide for you?
I'm really starting to wonder if some women actually believe that that's the only purpose that men serve.
I need to know this. I need to know the science behind it. I need you to make it make sense for me.
I think that that would actually be a waste of time trying to convince someone that something actually makes sense to another person when they've already made up their mind against it.
Because I'm genuinely, genuinely so concerned. So concerned for you.
How kind. And what exactly is there to be concerned about?
I'm concerned for your mental health. I'm concerned for your overall well-being. I am just very concerned. And I need you to know that there's nothing okay about that. There's nothing okay about that, okay? I don't give what anybody else says to you. They're lying.
Well, contrary to what some would actually have you believe, it is perfectly acceptable and highly encouraged in many cases to actually get into a relationship with someone based on how they make you feel and how they treat you, not based on what's in their bank account and what they can do for you. So yeah, they're not the ones who are lying here.
I don't like 50-50. I don't do coffee dates. I don't care how much money I ever make. I still want my man to pay for everything.
Now that could be taken to mean that one doesn't actually have any interest in having a relationship. One just seems to want an ATM.
He should pick me up, he should drop me off, he should buy me Ubers.
Okay, so what does he get in exchange for all of this?
In exchange, he gets to not embarrass me and breathe my air. I think it's pretty fair. I think we're even Stevens.
So a man gets the honor and privilege of paying for absolutely everything, and he gets the honor of just basking in one's presence. Right.
Otherwise, I don't need a man, just have a man.
Thanks for revealing the true motivation that one actually has for wanting a man. It's not for companionship, it's for financial gain.
This is for me.
I'm sure we're all very shocked to hear that.
You guys who are mad, though, cry about it.
I think we can safely save the tissues for another day on that one, as I cannot see a large number of men crying over a missed opportunity like that. To be instead of someone's partner, to be someone's walking bank account. So this comment right here came from this video.
God grant me the ego and the audacity of a middle-aged, medium, ugly white dude. You seriously assume way too much.
And in that video, there was the following comment. Now, the first part of this comment I find quite intriguing. But to be clear, this has nothing to do at all with who anyone does or does not support. I just found this question to be intriguing, especially since the creator didn't answer it. So I will ask it here, as I asked it in the video as well. Why didn't one answer the question? What exactly was the relevancy of bringing up a person's skin tone, their age, and their attractiveness level? What exactly did that contribute to the conversation? And when I asked this question, this comment here was the response that I got. Now, I understand that gaslighting is a very popular buzzword of late, but just using it without actually knowing seemingly what it means really isn't helping one's point. So I'm going to ask again, what is the relevancy of bringing up the appearance of someone in the course of a conversation?
If a random girl that you find attractive thinks you're creepy, why does that matter?
Seriously.
I know it takes a lot of courage to walk up to an attractive woman and talk to her, get her number, take her on a date, right? Like, that's scary for a lot of men. But the thing is, the thing that's scaring you is the rejection or the words that come out of her mouth.
Okay. The way in which one asked that question and then proceeded to answer it in such a simplistic way tells me a couple of things. The first thing being that one actually doesn't have a firm grasp on what men actually have to deal with when they have to approach a woman that they find attractive and try to get her number. Because it's not just about the personal rejection. It's not just about the personal embarrassment. It's the fact that they know that they might be labeled as a creep, or even worse, they could be accused of harassing that woman. Not only that, but one isn't taking into consideration that women often tend to make things into jokes amongst themselves. So he has the possibility of being made into a butt of a joke to look forward to. And isn't that just something that's appealing? But the second thing that it tells me is that one has never actually approached an individual that one finds attractive and tried to get their number. Because if one had, one wouldn't make such light of this situation and just try to make it out to sound like it's oh so easy to do.
The real reason that the patriarchy still exists
is because why?
is because most men will never know the feeling of a critical thought passing in between their ears.
When a person starts out with a rage bait statement such as the one we've just heard, the only thing that it actually accomplishes is that they've immediately discredited themselves. Because making statements that are prejudicial in nature against the majority of an entire population really only reveal at the end of the day that that person has bigoted preconceptions and thoughts about an entire population of people. And nothing else that they have to say after that point should be given any weight.
But of course, modern women are not going to hear you. They're going to want a man to approach. They're going to want a man to give them all the things that they want. They're going to want to be treated like a passenger princess, even though they're talking crazy about men. Where are all the good men at? Away from you.
Imagine being a woman and not being a feminist.
Just imagine someone thinking that because they happen to be a part of a particular demographic, that they have to subscribe to the same ideas.
Oh my god, that is like a crime.
Ooh, hyperbole.
Like, I cannot deal with that. If you're not a feminist and you're a woman, you're a pick me. That's my opinion.
Just imagine trying to convince others to think in a different way by calling them names. I'm sure that'll be very effective.
It is absurd. The messages, the ridiculous.
So, one gets a lot of unsolicited DMs. I can't imagine what that must be like.
Good morning, beautiful. I saw your smile and eyes, and I just had to stop and tell you, in case nobody else did, that you're gorgeous, and you fucking spell gorgeous wrong. And then you could say, and God bless, grand rising queen, and if nobody told you today, I believe in you.
After hearing that, I just have to ask, what are some of the cheesiest messages that you guys get in your DMs?
And I know you get a ton of messages, so you don't have to respond. But if you did, it would mean the world to me. And I'm just going to leave you my number in case you're ever desperate enough to agree to a dinner date.
Yeah, some of them do get pretty cheesy. However, it is always nice to see someone taking all of that attention that they're getting with such grace.
The reason you don't get princess treatment is because you look poor.
Or, now hear me out, that person is acting in the exact opposite way that an actual princess should behave.
You look low value and not put together. Leaving the house wearing sneakers, a pair of ripped jeans, an oversized boyfriend t-shirt, no makeup, and throwing your hair up in a bun. The cheaper you look, the cheaper the men are you attract.
On that note, the determining factor on what makes a person cheap is not exactly how they look. It is more determined by how they act.
And the more expensive you look, the more you will attract a provider man who wants to spend money on you.
Oh, absolutely. Because men should be competing to see which one of them gets to pay some woman's bills.
Because the clothes you wear and the way you represent yourself to the world is a way of communicating to men your standard and how you feel and think about yourself.
What a wonderful world it would be if everyone actually stopped and thought about how they represented themselves.
So, in regards to what the other woman was saying, not Lady J, but the other woman, I understand where you're coming from in terms of presenting yourself cheaply, but you need to be worried about more, I should say, when women, modern women, present themselves as being available, single, wearing any old kind of thing, showing everything that they have to offer, and then wondering why all of the wrong men come and approach them. And then when somebody says something about it, all of a sudden they're insecure, right? But then talking about looking cheap, there's plenty of women that go to the grocery store with their hair just wrapped up in a hoodie and some sweatpants, and men are still trying to get their number, right? Because there's a lot of men out there that look just, I'm looking at your face and I can see that even though you have sweats on, you're not dirty, you know how to take care of yourself, and it's just sweats. I love to wear sweats too. That's what they reason in their mind. But a lot of modern women say you have to dress your best. A man is not going to want you unless you're wearing like a little pantsuit or whatever it is, or you're showing your chest. And even then, the right men will approach you if you're showing your chest, and they'll not be afraid to date you. You're on the right track, but your direction is in the wrong place.